Nicolas Maduro's grip on power in Venezuela remains uncertain as many neighbors in Western nations call on the leader to hold elections or step aside. And amid all this, oil and gold have featured prominently in the narrative as he faces mounting pressure from Juan Guaido, the opposition leader. Patty Laya is Bloomberg's bureau chief in the country and joins me today. Patty, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Patty, we've learned that Maduro has sold about 40% of Venezuela's gold reserves last year. There was also plans to ship 20 tons abroad that was suddenly halted. What can we understand this to mean for Maduro's regime, or is it a bunch of noise?
I think we can understand that to mean that Maduro's regime is desperate for cash, either to fund government programs or to pay millions that they now owe to bondholders. Venezuela was once one of Latin America's richest countries, and now it's plagued with shortages of everything from antibiotics to baby formula to basic hygiene products. And as you say, recent plans to ship more than 20 tons of Venezuelan gold overseas was suddenly halted after they ceded to what was really fast-growing international critique, and after the central bank staffers, fearful of U.S. sanctions, refused to sign some of the documents that were needed for the sale.
So, Patty, Juan Guaido's move to appoint people in Venezuela's state-owned oil company appears to be a critical flashpoint as he attempts to loosen Maduro's grip of power as the country's leader. Do you think this battle over PDVSA hindered the oil producer even more?
So Guaido appointed an ad hoc board. That means its members will have specific roles over a certain period of time, and their main goal is to prevent Maduro's government from controlling assets abroad. So I don't think it will have a direct impact on average daily oil production, which has already been decreasing by about 1 million barrels for the past 5 years. The biggest blow to production will certainly be the recent U.S. sanctions on oil, which effectively block Venezuela from exporting crude to the U.S., which is its biggest customer. We know the U.S. had been hesitant to apply sanctions on Venezuelan oil because it could worsen the humanitarian crisis. But with the recent power struggle between Maduro and Guaido, they have decided it's not worth the risk.
So what do the experts expect to happen to the country's oil exports and gold reserves moving ahead?
Well, we know PDVSA is turning to countries outside the U.S. for fuel, and it's bringing in more than 1 million barrels of gasoline and other products from Spain and islands of the Caribbean to avoid what people think will be inevitable gasoline shortages in the coming weeks. We know employees have been working around the clock, calling dozens of traders in search for new markets for its crude. And on the gold side, Venezuela still has about 100 tons left in the central bank's reserves. And in the meantime, Turkey has said they will remain buyers and they will remain willing to refine and trade Venezuelan gold. But after the last failed sale, many potential buyers are probably afraid to be the target of U.S. sanctions if they were to buy any more Venezuelan gold.
Patty, thanks so much.
No, thank you, Joe.
That's one of the stories we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. From New York, I'm Joe Doe.